this was a disappointment today. Lawmakers could have made history with a vote on a substantial and meaningful medical marijuana bill, but what they voted on was limited and narrow and won't help many folks.
Do you think that their measure is designed to circumvent the ballot issue that you plan to put on the ballot?
Oh, I think there's no question. I think that they've even said that at times to reporters. If they're going to use the threat of our ballot issue to pass a bill through the House, it should be a patient-focused plan that actually provides medical marijuana to those in need, not what they've passed here today, which will help very few folks and is a plan that few doctors will be willing to participate in because there's so many restrictions and so much red tape in it.
Which one of these measures would supersede the other? If the Senate goes along with the House and they manage to pass a medical marijuana bill, would yours supersede that if it passes in the fall?
Yeah, because ours would be a constitutional amendment, and constitutional amendment would trump statutory authority under Ohio's Constitution.
Where is the process right now on your bill? You have got the language okayed, right?
Yeah, we've gotten the language okayed. Our constitutional amendment is, we're gathering signatures for it right now. We've got about 300 volunteers that have fanned out across Ohio that are gathering signatures. We also have a paid signature gathering component. We have 8 offices that paid signature gatherers are working out of across Ohio. So we're out there hitting the streets and talking to people and getting them excited about our constitutional amendment and signing our petitions. I think we're going to be at close to 100 festivals and concerts this summer. So we'll be out. We're very confident we'll get the signatures we need to be on the ballot this November.
Do you have the money that you need?
Yes.
As you pointed out, the House measure does have restrictions on it. For example, patients would not be allowed to smoke marijuana. They would only be able to use it, say, in vapor or oil form. Does your measure have any restrictions?
We don't have any restrictions on the methods that patients could use to ingest medical marijuana, no. You could smoke it under our constitutional amendment. You know, frankly, if you talk to patients right now, there are many of them that are illegally using medical marijuana, and it's primarily through smoking. So smoking medical marijuana provides the most immediate relief, and it also is the easiest way to control how much you take. So, you know, we just think that it's a right that people should have, and so we don't tie the hands of patients and doctors and tell.
You point out that the state measure would take a while to be implemented, up to 2 years. How about your bill? Would that also take some time?
Well, unlike their legislation, under our constitutional amendment, folks would have immediate access to medical marijuana through an affirmative defense and a home grow provision. They could grow up to 6 plants in their home in a locked enclosure, not visible from the outside, so in a basement kind of situation that was locked. You know, it would require, obviously, the measure to pass in November, but following that, people would have access immediately.
Aaron Marshall, spokesman for Ohioans for Medical Marijuana. Thank you so much.
Thank you.